podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day.
Boxboys.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Before I head out to Pro Box, I wanted to do a quick Sandor Martin episode, as Sandor has officially signed the top rank, and we have an official press release. And, you know, obviously we had the matchmaker at Top Rank on the show earlier, and, you know, he said they just wanted to be in position just in case he beats Devin Haney. But, you know, Sandor has different plans on his mind. He believes he is going to win, and I quote, Devin Haney calls himself the Dream, but I am his worst nightmare. I will be the next WBC junior welterweight world champion. Whether he wants to lose his title to me in the ring or run up the scales to welterweight, the choice is his, said my man Sandor Martin, end quote. So, you know, he expressed in this press release, in the quotes, that, you know, he and his team were happy to have the backing of Top Rank. You know, money is power, and it is certainly important. But don't forget that our good co-host, Daniel Alvarez, made it clear that, you know, Devin, or should I say reminded us, that Devin does have 12 months from the date of the Regis Prograis fight to make that mandatory fight with Sandor Martin. So if you've seen him out there, you know, or if you've seen his dad and Adrian Broner going at it, they actually could make a fight and then still come and satisfy their mandatory within that 12-month span. So, you know, Devin is within his right if he doesn't fight Sandor at the moment. He's got enough time to get a couple fights in if he really wanted to. It all depends on training camp and how many rounds he's going to be doing in terms of the actual fight. But Sandor Martin goes on to say, I'm excited for the next chapter of my career with Top Rank in my corner. Now, he obviously did not have Top Rank when he fought and dropped Tio, but that was all the audition they needed to sign him, because again, they've only signed him in case he wins. But Sandor is a tricky fighter. He is a southpaw, which I don't perceive to give Devin any issues, simply because this will be his third southpaw in a row. If he slides in Adrian Broner, which I'm not sure that he is, but hey, it will fit my shirt, right? I'm trying to get that shirt done by FTWR brand, and you know, have the front say, I fight champions. I only fight champions, excuse me. And the back have the list of champions that Devin has fought and then beaten with the line crossed out through it, right? So Broner would fit that. He would certainly fit that. But I don't know who believes in Broner right now. The Jose Ramirez option is still out there. It is with Golden Boy, so that is DAZN. The issue there is that Jose may believe that he needs more time, and he may believe that his manager, Rick Merigian, can get him another title shot opportunity in the future. You know, you only turn down a title shot opportunity if you think you could get many more. But, and I quote, "We are glad to have the support of Top Rank for Sandor's next fight. He already proved he's worthy with Mikey Garcia and Teofimo Lopez," said Christian Chirici of OPI since 82, which is his current promoter. They struck a co-promotion with Top Rank, and, you know, they on now. I hope that someone interviews Eddie Hearn and we find out why exactly he didn't sign Sandor, and, you know, was it a situation where they just could not match Top Rank's offer for a guy that they expected to lose to Devin Haney, right? Because really, if you're Eddie, you just want to offer him the fight. I don't know that you want to offer a deal unless you believe he can win. Then you can offer an option, you know, in case he does win. But Top Rank, I don't know. They believe a little more, right? Because they went full ahead and signed them. But there's also the possibility that Devin doesn't even fight at 40, right? There's been heavy, I guess, rumors and indications of a potential bigger fight at welterweight, according to Eddie Hearn. So we don't know what's really to come as of now. Again, we all woke up to Bill Haney going at it with Broner. So I don't know, you know, is that what's going to be next? And, you know, how are the people going to receive that one? That's probably a poll I should do on our community page just to have that data for us here on TBV. But phone lines are open if you want to call in, you want to voice your opinion, you want to let us know what you think about Sandor signing the Top Rank and, you know, now being back. The 30-year-old Barcelonian from Spain is ready to rock and roll with a record of 42-3 losses, 15 KOs, and I quote, "We've had a front row seat to Sandor's immense talent, and Top Rank is thrilled to be partnering with OPI since 82 to help Sandor receive his well-deserved world title opportunity," said Top Rank chairman Bob Arum. Sandor Martin is a 13-year pro whose defeats come via narrow points verdicts. After spending the first decade of his career fighting primarily in Spain, the slick, moving southpaw authored the 2021 upset of the year when he toppled former four-weight champion Mikey Garcia, which is his claim to fame, really. But that legend grew when he dropped Tio twice, a fight that Tio questions himself live on television, asking, does he have it? Now, I would have zero issues with Sandor being next. Like, I would be like, oh, come on, let's announce it. But I kind of want to keep the theme of the, you know, seven champions. So right now we would go eight championship fights. And that just sounds better, you know, with building a legacy. So that's what I would like to see from Bill Haney, DHP, you know. So get on the job. Find yourself a former champ or current champ. Matias is probably there. Maybe he would do it. I don't know. What we do know is that Sandor's mandatory isn't up until the full 12 months of Devin's last fight, which was the title defense. So he's not ready. He doesn't have to do that mandatory until December. But phone lines are open. We're going out too for Shirley Sean. What is going on? Wait, I'm looking for something here. I don't know where it's at. Okay, here we go.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Truly, truly is important. You know, it keeps us number one on iTunes. It keeps us international. It helps people find us a lot more than you think.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Don't forget to subscribe. We're trying to crush those goals. We're trying to get to 1 million subscribers. So if you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so. For Shirley Sean, what up?
No, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if producers are hearing it, but the audio is bad right now, Brody. We probably hear like every maybe 5 words, and then it cuts out 2 words, cuts out.
On Twitter, you're saying?
On Twitter, yeah. It's going out bad.
Let me disconnect and reconnect. I mean, you sound clear right now. How do I sound to you? Because to us, you sound fine.
You sound solid right now, too.
Oh,
so
well,
just,
I should leave it
just
alone.
While you were in the beginning, you were talking, but we couldn't hear nothing. So I didn't even know what happened. He signed with Top Rank.
He signed a Top Rank. He's got a co-promotion deal. Devin doesn't have to satisfy that mandatory until next December, this December. There's time. Yes. So there's time for him to do anything that he wants, or he could go straight into it.
Oh, shit. So how would that work? They would just have to do a co-fight?
He
might have to go to Top Rank.
Yeah. Sandor may have to go to Top Rank. I mean, to the Zone. Because it would be Eddie sending an offer to Sandor. If Sandor's team doesn't like it, then they, you know, they have the ability to, you know, say they can't come to a negotiation and they want to go to purse bid. For this one fight, it looks like it could be with Eddie. I mean, until more comes out, yeah, it's Eddie. But I doubt Top Rank's going to purse bid for Sandor. You know, you usually go to purse bid if you think your guy's going to win. You know, they just,
You think Sandor's trying to go for Tio?
No. Sandor's certainly waiting for Devin. I mean, his quote is,
I'm his worst.
He said, Devin calls himself the Dream. Well, I'm his worst nightmare.
Sandor crazy. I thought he was doing that so he can go for Tio, try to go ahead and fight him for his belt. You know what I mean? And then try to line it up with Devin after that. But who's to say he beats Tio?
I mean, he's the mandatory, right? So he's probably looking at it like, if I get this belt from Devin, the Tio fight's even bigger now because I can, you know, I got a claim to a rematch and it's for 2 belts.
Yeah, that'd be smooth. I mean, I like this fool. I like the way he's moving. I'd love to see the fight. So I don't know what's next for Devin. You think maybe
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but we woke up to a lot of Adrian Broner shit. I only like it because it's a former champ, so it's like we keep the shirt alive, and it's like...
You're keeping that going.
Yeah, you keep that theme going, but I think I would prefer, and he would get more respect from maybe a Jose Ramirez or a Josh Taylor, former champs.
I like to see him get in there with Ramirez, too. But solid shit, man. Appreciate you, and I'll be listening.
All right. Even Thurman, you know, Eddie said that it could potentially be a big fight at welterweight. Well, you know, send that offer to Thurman, man. See if he's really not interested once the money's on the table. But Cliff, Connecticut, what is up?
Yo, what's good? You can hear me?
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm on the call, too, because I'm just going to confirm what the other caller said about the audio. I was on Twitter and it was just the worst ever. So I came to the call so I could hear you clearly and still be able to communicate. But I don't know, man. What we already been hearing about Devin and Sandor. So, you know, it's just one step closer to the fight, or I don't know. And why is it so easy for Devin and Sandor to be able to make a fight across the street, but That'd be what stops some of our biggest fights from happening, but we could get
It's not necessarily easy. It's not necessarily easy, but Sandor's in a position where you can't really, you know, you can't run from it. You got to address it. He's your mandatory, so legally you have to address it. You can't prolong it, you know. If you don't come to an agreement, you know, if that man has backing, he got the right to go to purse bid and fuck up all your plans. So, you know, that's why we've seen this before. Like, we've seen Jose Ramirez and Maurice Hooker make a fight, which was cross promotion with Top Rank and DAZN and Golden and Matchroom, because, you know, there's belts on the line, and if not, you got to go to purse bid. So now it's about what promoter is willing to spend more money to do what they could have already done, which is promote.
I know, Ness, but it just makes a casual fan like me that just been in this for 2 years really, like, disgusted with boxing, because you see Benavidez and Canelo, and I believe Benavidez was his mandatory. They couldn't get it done. And you see Tank,
Tank? Yeah, I mean, Benavidez is in the same situation, though, champ. Benavidez is in the same situation. He's waiting down his 12-month period so that Canelo can't run either. Sandor and Benavidez are in the same situation, except that Sandor has more time to wait because, you know, December just passed. Benavidez, I'm sure his clock's been ticking.
All right, well, you know, boxing is very, very hard to understand the way politics and everything with the sport is crazy. But anyways, I like the fight. I've been like the fight, and I've been watching Devin's father. He's been buzzing lately. I love Bill, man. He had a great interview with Sean Porter and them, and everything. Yo, I swear, everything he be saying about Devin, it be arrogant and cocky, but it be so true. Like, Devin really be putting pressure on everybody. And you can't deny half of the stuff that he says. Like, I believe him. I believe it's true. Yeah, so I'm just all around excited to be in an era with Devin Haney, and I hope he gets a fight
exactly
with Sandor, and I think it'll
saying,
be a win.
What exactly is he saying that you're considering to be true?
Well, him talking about Ryan. It's like Ryan jumped in the middle of him trying to get at Tank, so he's put Tank to the side and was like, fuck it, Ryan, you stepped up, so we coming after you now. And then he says Ryan takes a jog around the block with Floyd, and all of a sudden he says, oh, I can't make the fight because Devin is claiming to be the A-side. When Devin never said that, your own father said that, and now you want to come out and say you the A. Like, that was all phony, and we should call Ryan out on that because that was weak. And then he's like, all right, he went after Sabril, but Tio has something to say slick. So he's like, now we on their ass. What up? And they ducking them, pricing themselves out. It's all true. Like, when you look at what Bill be saying, he says it like a politician, but the true facts is he is not lying. You got Tank ducking them, Ryan pussyfooting around, then you got T.O. stunting, you know, and then Sabril was supposed to call him a week ago or after a week's time, and we ain't heard from him for a month. I guess Sandor is going to step up now. That might be, I guess, where they go next. But it's just crazy when I listen to them and I hear all the haters hate. But when I really break it down unbiasedly, that man is speaking the truth. Like, and, I mean, I love the Haneys for that, man. That's it.
I, champ, appreciate you as always. Bo Rogers, what up? Is this not Bo? Here I go. I thought I had that off cap. Give me a sec then. Let's see, find out who that. Oh, okay, that's Mike. My bad, Mike. What up? South Texas.
Mike? Yo, what up, Matt? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So what's the topic for today?
Sandor Martin signs a co-promotion with Top Rank. He's Devin's mandatory. 11 months to go before Devin has to fight him. Champ? All right. He dropped off. Let's see here. If you want to call in, remember, Discord is available and Twitter Spaces also available. Let's see what Sean, maybe this is an old message from you, Sean. So hopefully Twitter's still sounding good because I see you there, Sean. So, yeah, if anybody wants to call in, feel free. We're just talking Sandor Martin's recent sign in the Top Rank. You know, wanted to make an official episode about it. Obviously, now he's got that backing. You know, it's an 11-month countdown, and Devin will have to make another mandatory or, according to, you know, Sandor, vacate that belt, move up. Well, actually, he said run up to welterweight, run up to welterweight. So, you know, I don't know if that's the publicist putting out those quotes or the actual fighter claiming that Devin will run the welterweight, but, you know, it is what it is. Good to see Sandor sign, though, to someone that can definitely back him and help him get in the position. Just really interested to hear why Eddie wasn't the one to get him since he had been fighting on DAZN a couple fights. So at least that's what we've seen him at, you know? All right. So I thought that Mike was going to reconnect. He did not. That looks like we're done with the callers. Like I said, I just wanted to get this last one off and squeeze in a show before I head to Pro Box. So salute to everybody that joined in. Don't forget to subscribe. Future, present, past helps with the visibility of the show. Hitting that thumbs up also helps with the visibility of the show. So go ahead and press it. Catch me on the next one tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern.